Ralphie Radio Show, yeah, Black Friday right around the corner. Big thank you again to Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com for breaking down the big shopping holiday for us. We'll link up with you later at the Ralphie Radio Show blog with bradsdeals.com. Hey, of course, it is Tuesday as well, so this kind of works out great because we'll talk fashion trends now with trendhungry.com's Jesse Haliva, Trend Hungry Tuesday. Jesse, are you a big fan of Black Friday or no?
Ralphie, I am actually anti-Black Friday.
What? Wait, but you are, this is the fashion 411 on a skinny budget. And it doesn't get much skinnier than Black Friday. So why don't you like Black Friday, Jesse?
Because there's too much hype around it. It doesn't really get you that big of a bargain. You can get a bargain at any time. So why are you going to go out at a crazy hour, fight through crowds, when they're going to have great deals on Cyber Monday, too?
Ah, okay. Now I see where you're coming from. We spoke about this earlier with Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com. Of course, for those who don't know, Cyber Monday is really the online counterpart to Black Friday. And I would imagine the convenience factor is one big factor why you love it, huh, Jesse?
Definitely. And you know what else? There's a lot of really great deals, often the same deals or even better.
Oh, okay. So now looking ahead to Cyber Monday, because I know obviously the Black Friday ads are already out and people have scanned them and so on and so forth. But have any of these outlets already announced their Cyber Monday deals as well or no?
Yeah, some have. But a lot of them you could subscribe and they're going to let you know firsthand. So like Target, for instance, you could sign up and then they are saying that you'll be, you know, getting exclusive coverage for Cyber Monday. So there's going to be a lot of really great deals. They're projecting that, you know, Kohl's, The Gap, Target, they're all going to have a lot going on Cyber Monday, as well as JCPenney. And I'm really a big fan of Ebates. Have you ever heard of this?
You know, I feel like I have once. Do they have a cashback program or no?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So it's just like getting a rebate and you could shop through them, get the deals, it'll compare. And a lot of stores are offering double cash back for Cyber Monday.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. I have used Ebates once or twice, and it's legit.
I definitely recommend making an Ebates account. It's going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time.
All right. Trend Hungry Tuesday here with our resident fashionista, Jesse Haliva, here on the Ralphie Radio Show. As far as Black Friday, we talked with Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com. He's got a great site over there. Any other sites that are in your bookmarks for Black Friday?
Yeah. I mean, there's blackfriday.com, which is pretty good. It has a lot of the ads on there. There's dealnew.com/Black Friday, but I'm more about the apps for your iPhone.
Oh, so there's Black Friday apps now. I didn't know about this.
Another shopping app that's been out for a while, it's Shop Savvy. You scan the barcode and it's going to tell you where to buy that item and what price. So it's going to get you the best deals all over. But my new favorite, it's called SaleSaver LT. And this is for those of us that are not good at math. It's going to figure out the price for you. So when it says 20% off, 30% off, you know, it's not that, okay, I get it. It's simple math, but the more you have to do it, it gets really tedious. And this factors in sales tax too.
Oh my goodness. What will they think of next? Well, okay.
SaleSaver LT. Yeah.
You can link up with those apps and all of Jesse's tools for Black Friday and Cyber Monday over at TrendHungry.com and, of course, on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. It's Trend Hungry Tuesday. Our resident fashionista, Jesse Haliva, giving you the Fashion 411 on a skinny budget. Jesse, hey, have a great Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday and Cyber Monday to you.
Cyber Monday, that's where it's at. Thanks, Ralphie.